I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. State and federal agencies will celebrate their efforts to balance the needs of wildlife and navigation. This morning, the Corps of Engineers will host a ribbon cutting for the Lake Odessa Habitat Rehabilitation and Enhancement Project. It's located in the Port Lawiza National Wildlife Refuge near Wapello. In 1986, Congress enacted the Environmental Restoration and Improvement Program. At the same time, it approved navigation improvements. Marvin Hubble manages the Upper Mississippi River Restoration Program for the Corps. He's thrilled to be part of the $23 million project that's restored more than 6,500 acres of habitat.
And we feel like, you know, we've successfully done that for sure for the last 30 years, and it lays the foundation, I think, for the future. And for me, that's a very exciting opportunity to be part of something that is actually working in harmony to maintain our navigation and our ecosystem.
Dozens of separate projects at Lake Odessa include levee repairs, new spillways, hardwood tree plantings, and helping fish survive the winter. The overall purpose is to provide migrating birds with more high-protein food. Hubble says egrets, geese, herons, pelicans, and other waterfowl need insects and their eggs as fuel to complete their migration.
For the most part, the features ultimately blend in with the natural landscape. And so unless you really know what you're looking for, it may be hard to pick those out. But there are, in essence, improvements to the levee itself, which are visible, then the spillways to allow the water to come in and get out without eroding the levee are probably the most visible features of it. But there's also an outlet structure that the Fish and Wildlife Service has to manage water levels there, and that's very visible.
The outlets, he mentions, fill areas of Lake Odessa from the bottom up. That slows down floodwaters and prevents erosion. Hubble says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Iowa DNR use all the improvements to manage this part of the wildlife refuge. I'm Michelle O'Neill.